Did a concussion deal with LaFell?
Well, you know what happened was during the game after he took the hit, you know, they took him inside to examine him, and at that point he had passed the protocol. That's why later on he came back into the game. But come Monday morning, his neck was stiff and sore, and he complained of having a headache in the morning. So because of that, then they went into the protocol. So they, you know, they examined him further, and we'll see how he is tomorrow.
Are you concerned?
No. Not in talking to him. When I talked to him, I felt pretty confident. You know, he was very upbeat about everything, and you know, he's complaining about his neck being sore. And I said, "Well, now you know what a linebacker feels like." So, and he did laugh about that. But you know, this is serious. But you know, he was pretty confident. He really was. So we'll see. But you know, again, he's got to go through the whole process, though.
Right. He took a huge shot in that game. I mean, just on the eyeball test, mm-hmm. Were you surprised or concerned to see him go back out there later in the game?
No, because they took him in and you know, did the things that they were supposed to. I mean, we followed the rules, and he came back out. And then afterwards, I talked to him after the game, and he seemed okay. So, you know, it's just in the morning, things tightened up and stiffened up. And again, you know, we'll just see how he is once we get to tomorrow.
Any decision on Geddes yet?
No. He practiced, took some snaps with the first bunch as well. So, you know, we'll see how he is as we get later into the week.
Alexander Knee and Thomas Davis Knee, were those?
Well, Frank was a little bit sore. He came out, started to practice, and then probably halfway through practice, he started complaining about it a little bit. So they wanted to ice him down and just to be safe. I mean, we're down right now with both Kaiser and Antoine Applewhite with the you know, with the injuries, and we just got to be careful with Frank. We got to get him to Sunday. So yeah, they just felt the best thing today was to take him out of practice, put some ice on it. So that's what we did with Frank. Thomas is just, this is one of those things where you got to find time to give him a rest once in a while, and this just happened to be one of them. He plays, you know, the tough thing right now, obviously, with John not around, you know, we've had to increase Thomas's reps, and so we're going to find that he's going to be a lot more sore. And, you know, there's going to be times where on Wednesdays we're going to have to take him out, and Thursdays we may have to cut his reps in, and then Friday he'll take the bulk, you know, once he's feeling much better. But he was out there, you know, shadowing everybody, so it wasn't as if he wasn't around. It's just that we wanted to keep him off the field.
Taken any time to talk to D'Angelo while these trade talks have kind of been swirling? I mean, did you pull him aside and say anything to him?
Or? Yes, and you know, and I'll leave it at that. And the same thing with Steve. I mean, those they're erroneous. I mean, because we haven't contacted anybody, and we didn't field any phone calls. And I know, you know, the whole Steve thing on Steve came up last night. We did not, and that was one of the disappointing things. So, you know, nobody asked us to confirm anything. So that was, you know, that was tough. And, you know, we talked to Steve this morning as well, just to kind of give him a heads up and, you know, just to let him know. And Steve was all right with it. Well, you never know what's going on, but we're not looking to trade anybody. I mean, you're really not. I mean, you know, we need everybody we got, and we'll see what happens when we get to Thursday. Well, it's one of them. I mean, there's a whole bunch of them in this league. There really are. And I mean, they're all different style quarterbacks. I mean, you know, starting with Drew Brees and RG3 and, you know, what we'll see, you know, in the future. I mean, you know, we got Peyton Manning coming to town. So it's tough. I mean, it's tough on coordinators. And it's not just, you know, the individual as much as what they do. You know, you look to have solutions to the different ways they play football. I mean, they get in the center and play a conventional style, then they get in a shotgun, and next thing you know, you're defending the zone read option, the ride read. There's so many different things, combinations that teams are doing now, especially with the athletic mobile quarterbacks, and then you throw in the fact that he has the ability to throw the ball well downfield. He's got a good crew of receivers and tight ends that you've got to account for as well. So there's a lot, you know, that's going on nowadays in football, and I think the game of football is changing to, you know, the NFL is changing, I think, in some respects, and, you know, because of the players that are coming into the league now. I think quarterbacks are a lot more ready because they throw more passes coming out of college. You know, to me, it's nothing for a guy now to throw 400, 500 throws in a season. So I think they're a little bit more better prepared.
What he's done so far reminds you what Cam was able to do last year?
Yes, it does. You know, and I think there's several things that tie into it, and one is some of the things that they do. You know, they do some things that are different. You know, we use the gun set with the offset. You know, they're using the pistol. You know, the pistol being where they put a guy behind him, And then they can use the pistol with an offset. So now you got one guy behind him, one guy offset to the side of him. So they're creating more looks that you have to prepare for. I mean, we spent last night about, I'd say, an hour and a half, 2 hours just on that part of their game plan, and then we still had to work on the conventional side of the game plan as well. So there's a lot that you have to do when you play teams like this.
You've always said you weren't worried when Cam runs. Would you be more worried about a guy the size of RG3?
I will say this. He has taken some pretty big shots this year compared to what Cam has in the past. But he seems so resilient. The only time I thought was really a scary one was the one he took against Atlanta, though. That was really the only one I didn't see him bounce up on. I mean, I've had the opportunity to watch those tapes, closely, and you do see him take a pretty good shot against Cincinnati. He took a couple against the Giants, but he just bounces back up. That one against Atlanta was scary.
Any advantage, Ron, preparing for this team, given the fact that you went against you ran this thing against your defense some, at least at Spartan?
I think as far as advantage, I said you could ask them the same question, but I don't know if it necessarily gives you an advantage, because you may understand what they're doing, but the look is different because of the personnel. Their personnel is a little bit different too. I mean, their quarterback's a little bit different. He's a top end speed guy. I mean, he's straight line, go down fast. Where our guy, he weaves a little bit more, and he's kind of a slasher, a little bit different. So it's just, I think there are some things, I don't think you can necessarily get that same look, and that's the hard part. You're always trying to get the look.
Do you have a guy running, impersonating him, so to speak?
Well, we used Armani for some of it, and then for some of the other stuff, we had to use DA, and then we had to use Jimmy for the other parts of it. So, we're trying to give us all different looks. I think the more important thing, more so than anything else, really, is it's about the formations and about the backs, their pass that they're using as far as running, and then the scheme as far as the blocking, the way they're trying to block it up.
When you look at the film, then from game one, from week one to now, Washington seems to be installing some newer things for RG3. First, it was throwing behind the line of scrimmage, and now it's more slinging it downfield. What does that do for a young quarterback, and how important is that?
Well, I think it's all part of the progression. I mean, you look at some of the things that we did last year with Cam, and each one was a step, was a step, was a step, and that seems to be what they're doing right now. But also, I'm not sure if it's necessarily that they're adding things as much as they're planning for who they're playing next. When you break the tape down, you see that there's a wrinkle or a twist or a tweak to what they do to really attack who they're playing. They did some different personnel groups, as an example. When you look at the way they played against Pittsburgh, they did a couple personnel groups. They did some unbalanced line. Well, you look at the Giants, the way they did it, they had a different personnel group, and they didn't do any unbalanced line. So, to me, I think they're trying to attack who they're playing as well. So I think that's part of why you see different things when you watch the different games.
First time you guys are playing back-to-back road games this season. Does that change anything in your preparation?
No. I think the big thing, other than having to have the noise when the offense has the ball, we pipe in the noise so that we can simulate the crowd sound for when the offense is up. That might be really the only thing. I mean, it really doesn't matter that it's back-to-back. You're going to play them wherever you play them.
Lewis Murphy seems to be struggling with drops in the past couple of games. What's the coaching staff doing to work with him?
Well, Murph's been spending extra time after practice catching the ball with people around him, off of the jugs machine, trying to work that. He takes some extra throws from Cam, stuff like that. And, it's just it's a concentration thing. It's a focus thing. And, I think sometimes, too, it's just the traffic, people around you. And that's probably really the sign of a guy that – that losing his focus or his concentration at a split second. So, we've got to continue to work with him, and hopefully he'll continue to progress, because, the guy runs great routes and he's got good speed.
Anything else?
All right. Thank you, guys.